Hey everyone, you are tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for America's Got Talent, Season 11, Semifinals, Week 1. We have a very special guest here tonight. We have Caden Bart Rocket and his sister Brooklyn, so make sure you stay tuned.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everyone, and welcome to the America's Got Talent Season 11 Semifinals After Show. I am your host, my name is Danny Golub, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Golub. As you can see, we have some very, very special guests here tonight. They are illusionists, they are ventriloquists, they are actors, they are extremely talented. You may have seen them everywhere from Rush Hour to maybe NBC in the past to Heidi's Lifetime show. They are Caden Bart Rocket and Brooklyn. Thank you guys so much for being here. Woo! We are very, very excited to have them. They are semi-finalists on America's Got Talent this year. We will be seeing them next week.
Killing it.
Where can they find you both on Twitter and Instagram? Caden, want to go first?
On our Twitter, you can find us on Caden Rocket and Brooklyn Rocket. And on our Instagram.
What's your Instagram?
It's Brooklyn Nicole Rocket.
And what about yours?
Caden Bart Rocket.
And then my lovely co-host, as always, Megan, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Facebook at Megan Boykoff.
Okay, so we need to break it down right now with these two, because we have a 10-year-old and 9-year-old here in the house, and they are some of the most talented people on America's Got Talent, much less kids, because, like I said, the kids have been insane this season.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
But we always compare it to, is a kid as good as what an adult would do? And I think that they're as good, if not better, than the adult magicians this year on the show. So round of applause to you guys. But let's just start off with talking a little bit about how you got started in magic. As we kind of touched upon before, the first time you went on stage was one day into your life. You were one day old. Do you have any, do you just remember performing since the day you were born?
I don't really have, any, really early moments. I mean, I remember, for as long as I can remember, I've been doing magic. So, that's my big thing.
For as long as you can remember. You said the same goes for you. The longer you can remember, you've been performing.
Yes, as long as I can remember, I've been his assistant.
His assistant, who also shines through greatly. Yes. I think that it's very much a dual act here. So you've been on big stages before in front of thousands of people, but this is, on a whole nother scale. We have millions of people watching. How does that feel? Do your friends think this is wild?
My friends, when they do, a school play, they have, butterflies in their stomach, and I can't imagine them being on
AGT. 18. Do you get nervous?
I don't get nervous. Me and my dad have done a lot of thousands and sea cruise ships, so I don't really get nervous about the people, more so what's going to happen, what are we going to, are the judges going to like it, is this going to go right, is it,
You guys have had a lot of positive feedback from the judges, which must feel really good, but you also knew a couple of the judges beforehand. If I do recall, you have played a small version of Howie Mandel, and you played a small version of Sharon Osbourne before in the past. What was that like?
It was really cool. I still have the memory of, getting out of a little car and being Howie Mandel.
You had a goatee and a bald cap on.
I love that. That was awesome.
And how about being Sharon? Did you have an accent? Or did you try?
I was, only 3, but we were told to get on stage, and I had an accent, and I said, "Hello, darling." And amazing. The place just erupted. It was amazing.
So that you got kind of hooked on that feeling right from a really young age. Do you just get a crazy adrenaline rush when you're up there on stage?
Yeah, I feel like on stage is kind of like our little, our comfort zone, where we're just, comforted.
Which is amazing, because so many people's biggest fear is, standing in front of a crowd. So I think that's such an amazing skill to have, especially.
Comfort zone, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Especially at such a young age.
Speaking of comfort zone, I was immensely uncomfortable, amazed, entertained, and so uncomfortable watching you cut your sister in half, and me and Danny were both watching the show, fully expecting
to go back
Brooklyn
together,
back in one piece by the end of the show.
Of course,
you guys are walking off into the sunset in two pieces. What can you tell me about that? If anything,
her legs were moving and her arms were moving.
It's crazy.
I really did love that. That was a really funny moment.
Did that take a lot of practice to master that? Because it was pretty seamless. The way that you guys have done your tricks has been completely flawless. Even when you changed bodies, or when you basically traveled through time and space into a suitcase from on the stage, does that take a lot of practice?
It takes a lot of practice to kind of get the illusion down, but then, it's it's been really fun. It's been a lot of work. I mean, me and my sister have been getting a bunch of revenge on each other lately.
And how do you practice? Do you practice at home for your dad, or do you practice for friends? When you have a big performance like this for America's Got Talent, the biggest stage in the country, how do you mentally prepare for something like that?
I mean, we have to, like, mentally and physically prepare for everything, because it's, like, such a big deal that we're on stage, and it's, you have to get everything down, and we've been working a lot of hard work on it, and then it's also just trying to prepare yourself for what if this happens.
Right.
Then you have to do this to work it and get it, you know, to happen. Right.
It takes a lot of preparation. And you not only have been on America's Got Talent, you've been in movies and you're in upcoming movies. Can you talk a little bit about that? What is that like? Like, do you feel like a movie star? I mean, I don't even know what that must feel like.
I don't know. I mean, I've been in 6 movies so far, and seem to be 7 or 8.
Coming up. Mm-hmm. What is that like? Do you get to perform your magic tricks in these movies, or do you mostly act in the movies?
No, but I soon will be able to do magic inside the movies.
Right.
So, you know.
That'll be very, very cool. And you also are, you know, looking to perform on some TV shows and at NBA halftime shows. Like, how does it feel to kind of be getting this kind of attention now from AGT? Is it exciting? Is it overwhelming?
I mean, I love it. It's been amazing. I mean, what all of this has opened up for me, just being able to do all this crazy stuff. I mean, wow.
And having your sister along for the ride is so nice that you guys are so
She's
close.
Nothing but smiles over here. So this is like the best day of her life. She's so happy. It's so much, you guys have such positive energy and like are such fun, exciting people to watch on stage. And it's just like great.
Even
to
when you're getting revenge
you.
On each other.
Have your energy here in person. Who are some of the acts this season that you guys just love? I mean, obviously besides yourself, because we gave you all the votes last week, and I plan to give you plenty more next week.
But thank you.
Besides yourselves, like, who have you really enjoyed watching?
I mean, I love everyone. I think everyone has amazing talents, and I don't know. I don't feel like the person to pick favorites, because then they'll just be like, wait, but I thought you liked me, you know. So I'm not the type of person who picks favorites. I just think everyone is amazing. They all have amazing talents. They're all hands down. If they can get in front of 18 million people live.
Future politician.
You know.
Seriously.
If magic doesn't work out.
He's got that great. The coy face down. But also, you've been performing in front of all of these people, and you have these, like, high-profile judges. When you performed in the past, you've been performing for audience that are maybe not also celebrities. How does it feel to perform for these judges and kind of have them, have your kind of, I feel like it's kind of your soul is on the line in terms of what they say is a lot of times how people vote, you know? Does that make it more nerve-wracking than a normal performance?
A normal performance, people just are like, oh, nice, it's a pretty good one. And you know, like, you want them to think it's good, but then again, you know, it's, you know. But being there on live television in front of huge names and having them, having it, like, you're thinking you do a good job, and then all of a sudden, one bad comment from someone just crushes you. Right. And I've seen that happen with all the other people, and I just feel bad for them.
You haven't got any exes.
No, we haven't.
Yeah. Those are so traumatizing. When you hear the noises, it like send a shiver down your spine. How do you learn new tricks? Do you learn from your dad? Do you learn online? How do you go about? And you have to learn the tricks too, Brooklyn, don't you? Because you participate in them just as much as Caden does. Do you guys practice together? Do you read books? How do you kind of go about doing that?
Well, we practice together a lot, and it's just, you have to practice to get everything down.
Right.
And that's the only way that you're going to get it. And we're going to go for the semifinals and do the best that we can and hopefully go to the finals.
Yeah, I hope so,
Can't wait to see it. Speaking of next week, so we've seen a lot of revenge, getting revenge against each other. Is that what we can continue to expect to see?
I think our days of revenge are over. I think this next round we're going to be trying to do a little bit of teamwork.
Teamwork.
Love it. Makes the dream work.
Very
teamwork
excited.
Makes the dream work.
Is there any other maybe little hints you can give us about what we could see next week?
It's definitely going to be bigger and better.
Bigger and better.
We try and do that every single time.
Yeah, I really feel like they have. They've successfully gotten better each week, which I think is sometimes tough with the show. You see a lot of acts that kind of get out because they plateau or do their best act early in the beginning. And I feel like every week we see something with you guys that just blows my mind.
Because I'm still wondering how Brooklyn was cut in half.
I'm not over
it. Cut in half. And I'm still wondering how the heck you got to that suitcase and then out of it. I had no idea.
Yeah, and we also can't forget about their second performance where she had all of her friends and then they, like, switched bodies. Do you remember that? We're like, it was insane. It was really insane. I do not retract my statement where I said these two need their own, like, Disney show. Last week I said that they need to be, like, the new Wizards of Waverly Place. It was amazing.
Thank you.
Very good. And then you also have some big performances coming up here in L.A. You have the El Portel Theater in Hollywood. You're performing on Halloween.
Yeah.
And then in January, 3 weeks in Simi Valley. Are you excited to kind of perform where you live? And
yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I haven't done a ton like that. I've mainly done either really big stuff or just stuff with my dad and his theater and stuff. So, you know, I mean, I'm pretty excited to do my own little thing.
Yeah, it'll be all your own show, guys.
It is. And it's like a very, I think it'll be neat to do like a personal audience. But something we haven't seen on AGT, which a little birdie named Dad told me that you guys know how to do, is ventriloquy. Is there anything you guys can show us?
Ventriloquism.
Yes, there is.
Ventriloquism.
Is ventriloquy a word?
Ventriloquism.
Dad? Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. The audience is going to go ventriloquy.
Ventriloquism. Clearly, I don't use that word in my everyday speech. Can you give us a little taste of that? Because considering we haven't seen it yet on AGT.
Yes. Yeah, the easiest thing to do is the ABCs, which you pretty much just do this. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, N, N, L, T, Q, R, S, T, D, W, X, Y, and Z.
I saw zero, like, mouth.
Zero mouth. And I'm sitting right next to him.
Yeah, we are this close.
I wasn't expecting.
It's very impressive.
So you can both do that. That's amazing. So do you do it to each other, or do you do it to, like, a doll? Do you have...
Yeah, sometimes we're just, like, sitting here in recess, and I'm just, like, pretending to smile, and I'm just, like, sitting to my friend, and I'm just, like... I look over there, I see there's like a quarter on the ground, go grab it or something. I love doing stuff like that.
Easy way to do secrets.
So do you guys go to like regular school every day and then you have this like alternative life?
I mean, we all have our friends in regular school and stuff, and you know, they all think it's really cool.
They do. I mean, I can imagine. Like, oh, sorry, gotta miss class today because I'm going on America's Got Talent.
Yeah, sorry, gotta go in front of 18 million people.
Normal stuff.
It really is.
Normal after school activities.
Yeah, it's like what I did. I just, like, played soccer and then went on stage. It was no big deal. But yeah, so both of your social media followings are really blowing up, like, getting thousands of new followers every day. You're at almost 90,000 and you're almost at, what, 15,000, 16,000. So it's crazy, like... Can you even wrap your mind around a number like that?
I can't believe that we're getting this much. I mean, it's crazy. I didn't know how much we were going to get, and I didn't see the power of of NBC yet. So we're just, after our first performance, hey, look, we're at 20,000. Cool, cool. About a month later, it was almost at, like, 85,000. Yeah. And I'm just like, what?
Like a snap.
And now it's at 90, so,
yeah, wow. Your whole life changes right before your eyes. It's really crazy, and we're really looking forward to see what you guys bring next week. Really hoping you make it to the finals.
Yes.
I think magicians people who watch this show regularly know that magicians are my favorite on America's Got Talent. And so I was very excited to see a kid magician, because we see a lot of kids.
Two of them.
We see a lot of magicians. So to see them together, love it. But let's start talking a little bit about tonight's acts.
Yes, crazy night.
Crazy night.
Good stuff.
So many good acts tonight. I'm glad you guys didn't have to go tonight. You know, get a couple magicians out of the way before we have to see Kaden in Brooklyn.
Yeah, right now we're just relaxing.
Relaxing.
Like, perfect.
We're just taking it all in.
Oh, this is easy. And then we cut it up there and we're just like, oh. Never mind. Big stage.
So first up tonight was Sal Valentinetti, the singer. He got Heidi's Golden Buzzer.
Mm-hmm.
Very smooth voice. He's lost a ton of weight on the show.
He looks
amazing. He looks so good. Three of the judges were standing for him. What did you guys think about his performance tonight?
I thought he was great.
I thought he did really good. He picked a really good song to sing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we personally know him, so it's a little bit different when you personally know the person.
What's he like, Brooklyn?
You know.
We met him, and he is really funny, and he's just super nice.
I bet. He looks like a big teddy bear. I just want to give him a hug.
I'm glad to hear that he's nice.
Today it was funny. We were, like, exercising on the escalators. Like, we were walking the opposite way of where the escalator
that's so
was going.
Funny.
It's going down, and we're going up it.
That's great. Yeah,
we're, like, working out.
He seems like a great guy. What Nick said,
we
I think...
Yeah, we were doing it with Sal and Calista, so, you know.
That's so funny. Oh, yeah, Callie Bevers. Oh, I believe she'll be going next week, too, right?
Yeah, she's
she'll
with us.
Be on ours.
Yeah, very cool. And Sophie will be on yours, too, our other friend. Hey,
yes.
Sophie.
Yeah.
We all love Sophie.
We do.
Yes, she's super sweet.
She is. And then what Nick said about Sal, I think, was really accurate. He just said he was a true showman. You know, mm-hmm. he has the full package. He kind of, like, knows how to work the judges after with the comments. And
it was very Gatsby. I feel like this performance in particular, production really played into his shtick.
It was.
Which is great. You know, he has a certain style, and they were like, let's do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
The production was great. And then next up was another one of our friends. We've had so many friends here this season. It's been great. Was our friend Blake Voigt. He did the trick that he did for us, which I was freaking out. I was like screaming about it. Megan was like, okay. But he performed this trick for us. And then he did it on America's Got Talent. And I feel like I need to call him and be like, thank you.
You
did that in front of us. And it blew my mind. He ripped the piece off the card. And then when he did it for us, it ended up in my phone case. When he did it for them, it ended up in the card case on the table. So he started off with close-up magic. And then he moved into bigger, you know, kind of more illusionist kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is similar a little bit to what you did. Do you know how he did the trick he did tonight? Obviously, no spoilers. But do you know how he did that? Do you have an idea?
I kind of have a little bit of an idea. I mean, growing up around magic, you know, you always have an idea of how something works. You're never, like, 100%.
Right. You know? Yeah. Until you try it yourself.
Until you know, you, like, try it yourself or you, like, you know.
Do you see tricks on the show that you're like, oh, I want to figure out how to do that and I want to be... Because I feel like there are a lot of, like, role model kind of older magicians on the show. Do you ever see things that they do that you kind of are like, oh, I need to learn how to do this one?
There are some tricks on the show that I'm just like, oh, that is really cool. But obviously, I mean, unless it's like a big illusion, then, you know.
Right.
I mean, you
it's
know.
More, you're, yeah, I'm more into the big illusions than the
Yeah,
than
I'm
the
more into
stuff.
The big illusions. I mean, I can do a couple of close-up things, but, you know.
The big illusions, I think, play really well on TV, which
yes.
I think Blake's
yeah.
did tonight. You know, we kind of traveled across. And Heidi didn't particularly like it, but Simon and Howie and Mel loved it. And so, I don't know. This is, I think it's going to be kind of on the cusp. There's a lot of so many good acts in it. I really am just totally have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? Next up was Edgar, the family band. Love
yes.
them.
Yes, we met them. They are super
yeah.
sweet. We met the youngest. I think her name is Jaslyn.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's really nice.
They're awesome. They're so talented. They sang God Bless the Broken Road by Rascal Flatts. They were most improved, according to Simon, which I also really agree with, because I feel like in the beginning, they didn't stand out as much as they do now. Now I feel like I could see them going to the finals, and if you asked me that after I saw their audition, I don't know if I would have said that.
Yeah, they definitely improved.
Yeah, I saw them in the audition, and I was like, oh, they're a pretty good act. I don't know how far they'll go, but then they slowly started improving, and I was like, they probably are going to go pretty far.
I could be wrong, and maybe you guys can tell me differently. I got the impression that one or two of them might be sick.
Set she seemed like they were
a little pitchy, kind of reaching for the notes. Something going around. Something going
around
backstage.
Around
you
hooked
them.
Sure.
Dad off
them.
Camera saying that the kids hugged the Edgar family band. So we're hoping they're not actually sick.
But yeah, I think that they were amazing. Again, this is one of those covers where, like, I would listen to it on the car ride home.
Yep.
So I'm really hoping for them. Up next was one of my personal favorites. Love this girl, Lori Mae Hernandez. She even, like, laughed at her own jokes tonight a little bit, which I thought was, like, really charming.
That's very cute.
She was really funny. She kind of, like, slashed and burned all the judges tonight.
She
also talked about the Olympic gymnast named Lori Hernandez, which I had caught that early on.
That was cute.
So I thought it was really cute. What did you think, Megan? Did you like it tonight?
I thought she has done better in the past. I'm a big fan of hers.
Right.
I think she has all the right material. It's all very funny. I think it missed the mark just a little bit for me tonight, but I really hope to continue seeing her because she's got it. And I wish that they wouldn't straighten her hair.
I know. I love her the way she is. Perfect.
I love
perfect.
Her with her natural curls.
I know.
Stay away from those.
I think that even if someone like Lori doesn't go past tonight, I don't think it's the end of what we will see of her. I think that she's so talented and she's so young, and to be able to come up with the material that she comes up with, I see, like, a really bright future for her comedy career, her acting career, whatever she wants to do.
Yeah.
Next up was Musicality. Have you guys seen them perform live? Because I bet that must be amazing.
No, we haven't seen them perform live.
Yeah, they're so good. Tonight they sang Born This Way by Lady Gaga. And there was one guy, the African-American guy, who was wearing the studded jacket. I wanted to hear him sing the whole thing.
Yeah,
he sang incredible. Early on. Megan's our music specialist. What do you think?
Okay, so the first voices that were soloed, again, I feel mean. A little pitchy, it wasn't super strong, and then you heard him and Danny and I simultaneously are like,
he's so that sounds good. I was like, back to him, he's amazing.
Have you heard of what's the cheerleader effect? From How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah,
You see a group of girls together and I won't explain it. Hopefully the audience will just know. I feel like that's how this act was.
Right.
It's like individually, I'm not really sure, but then they all come together and it's chills.
It is really
so
good.
So it'll be interesting to see how they fare.
Yeah, they have a really lovely story too, which I think is nice.
Yeah,
it is good. Next up is an act called Deadly Games.
Oh, yeah, they're really nice. We met them
They're
before.
Nice. They're terrifying.
Yes,
nice. It's good to know that they're nice because I am, scared out of my mind of these two.
They have a little daughter that's 3 years old that I was playing with backstage, and she is so sweet.
Does the daughter seem to know that her parents are doing just
throwing knives at each other?
I honestly don't know.
She was just playing.
It's funny, she kind of knows it. They were showing us a video of her pretending to be her mom on the live show. She's just like, up, stop. Left, stop.
What?
And she was, and instead of throwing knives, they were throwing, like, little toy balls and stuff. But it was so funny because they were doing the actual thing, but they were doing it with toy balls.
That's
and
cute.
I'm just like, oh.
Preparing her.
Please don't. Oh, my gosh. Goodness.
What did you think of the act?
I thought tonight was incredible. I think it was their best one yet. And I said something tonight that, you know, it's kind of stuck with me. I feel like I trust them now, so I'm not as scared anymore. When I first started watching this act, I couldn't look. I had to look away because I thought something terrible was going to happen. But now that I've seen them enough times, I feel like I trust that they know what they're doing.
That's interesting.
And they brought new elements tonight, like the whips and the crossbow. So they didn't just do the knife throwing like they've done in the past. So I feel like they really upped their game. It felt like a clean, polished Vegas performance tonight.
Yes,
I could see them for sure. I think they're for sure going to go to the finals. What do you think, Kaden?
I don't know.
Do you think that they could make it in the finals?
I think they could probably make it into the finals, but remember, there's all these really good acts, too,
it's a toss-up.
Yeah.
It's out of 11, there's only 5.
I think, everybody should win the show.
It's so hard.
Everybody is incredible.
We talk about this all the time. I say I want to create a show of everyone and, have you guys tour the country. I would go see all of them.
Yes, like a circus.
Because that would be the ideal Vegas show, a variety show.
Just have
I hope Simon's listening.
just have season 11 circus.
Exactly.
Yes. And have everyone.
I would go watch.
That's it.
That would be funny.
That would be amazing. What do you think of Deadly Games?
I thought the production value was the best that I've seen it.
Yeah.
The music and the set, it was all very big and fun. As far as trusting them more, it's funny because when you said that when we were watching, I agreed with you, but you kind of meant it differently than I did. I trust them, meaning when I watch them, I'm not quite as on edge in a negative way. I just trust them that it's going to go well and it's going to be entertaining. That's how I trust them. It's a good thing for me.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Have you seen them live? Because I feel like that would be really scary.
We saw them live on Judge Cuts.
You did?
Yeah, we saw them as they were performing.
And that was the time where she was spinning on the wheel and had fallen during rehearsal.
Was everyone holding their breath? Was the auditorium very quiet?
Yes. Yeah, all of us were just silent. We're just every time I see them perform, I'm always just,
please.
I'm always just please, nothing.
She is so beautiful and awesome, and I just don't want to see anything happen to her. But yeah, tonight they were amazing. They even had her behind a sheet at one point when he was throwing the knives, which was so scary. Very, very cool. I think people vote for danger a lot on America's Got Talent, so I think they're gonna they're gonna get some votes tonight, in my opinion. I could definitely see them as being one of the few that go through to the finals. Next up was Tape Face, and I actually thought what was funny is that his intro package was almost funnier than the act tonight, which is kind of a weird dichotomy, but, what did you think about the act tonight?
Didn't get to see it. We missed some of the show.
What do you think about his past acts?
I think his past acts have been really funny.
Me too.
Really like them.
I think his first act is still my favorite of all the ones that he's in his audition.
We met him, and he's actually normally not wearing tape.
I would imagine.
Did you hear his voice? Did you hear his voice when he talked to you? What does he sound like?
He sounds hello, my name's Tapeface.
Does he have an accent?
Yeah, he has an accent.
Oh, that's crazy. Inside scoop. Very cool.
He's got this
Is he British?
I don't know. I heard he's from New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
But so I don't know if that's correct.
That's a bad accent.
Sounds about right. What did you think of Tate Face tonight?
I was disappointed. I thought it was cute. It wasn't great. His first act is still the best.
Right.
I'm just waiting.
So tonight was kind of a shoot-off between a cowboy and a sheriff, I think. That was the feel. Wild West.
It was cute. It was a game. It wasn't entertaining. I don't know.
Yeah, if I'm going to say something mean right now, but it felt like a birthday party act.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't big. It wasn't comedy in the same way that his ones had been in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know. I unfortunately think that you really, really, really have to bring it in these rounds with the live shows. There's no room for kind of dull moments. And even when the guy was coming up on stage, we're like, come on, pick it up.
Walk faster.
Pick up the pace.
I feel like he could take what he did in his first act. He could do very similar things and just twist it a little bit. And I wouldn't be like, oh, I've seen this before. I would still love it.
I know.
Yeah.
It was a little
rough. Go back.
Anyway, next up, magician, so expect some insight, information. John Derenbos, amazing.
Very impressed.
I'm terrible at pronouncing names sometimes, but he is amazing. What he did tonight blew my mind, as it always does. He had the judges throw footballs on random states, and then he had these quarters, and they happened to be all the states that he had done, and he also had the map of where they were all going to throw it planned out beforehand. What the heck? This is some big magic. This is that magic? Is that illusion? Is that what's happening here?
I mean, I don't know. We haven't seen it, but, from what I've heard, I think it's I think it would be really good at illusion. I think he did a good job.
Illusion. So with those kind of things, it's was the map in there the whole time? Did he slip it in? My brain just can't wrap around something
like
this.
Yeah, we literally just met him today.
How is he?
We have never met him. He's really nice.
He seems
cool. We met him 4 or 5 hours before the live broadcast. He's all, and they're all doing, and all doing stuff. He literally stops in the middle of something and he's just hey. And
he's been doing magic since he was a kid also, right?
Yes. Yeah, he's been doing magic since
we do watch the show. It's just we were doing interviews.
Oh, they've watched the show regularly. Tonight literally just happened live, and so they missed a couple of the acts. We saw most of them, but
because we had to come here. It's
driving,
fine, but
no worries.
It's not we can't watch it.
They're going to watch it, I bet you that. Right when we get home, no bedtime tonight. We're just going to watch America's Got Talent. What did you think of John's?
Very impressed. There's so many moving pieces. You think that you have it all. Not you have it figured out. I know how he did that, but just wow, what an impressive trick. And then he does 4 more.
Yeah, your mind is blown, and then he blows 3 more times.
Yes.
I can't fathom how he keeps adding to the tricks that he does. He reminds me a little bit of Colin's Key from the past seasons, where Colin would do things where, he would have tweets that they were going to write in the future and the past, put up on the board. He would do crazy things where, he would drop a box and then that would have something in it. So it kind of reminds me of that. But John's an amazing performer. I was, sweating watching him because he was running around the stage so much.
Yes.
And he was go, go, go. Okay, now, hey, go,
There was
go,
so
go.
Much in one trick. They had to fit it into 90 seconds.
It was amazing trying to watch him try to get it. How long do you have for your acts now? Do you know?
I think it's 90
seconds. I think it's
90
seconds.
90 seconds.
I think they may have
they
added,
more?
Another 30 seconds, maybe 2 minutes.
That's
what
crazy.
What a short amount of time to convince the world that... here's my talent. It's very impressive what you guys do.
You practice so many times.
Here's my talent. I'm going to give you 2 minutes and then you can vote on me.
Seriously. That's really wild. So John was amazing. I think he absolutely must make it to the finals. I will for sure personally be voting for him. He was insane tonight.
That there can't be more than one magic act.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Magic is my favorite, and Magic has won. Matt Franco won a couple years ago. I think because Magic is such a unique, niche, there are other shows, I watch Penn & Teller Fool Us, and there are other, Magic shows on TV, but I think America's Got Talent gives Magic the biggest stage. And I love watching magic acts specifically on this show because you get to see, an inside, you get to peer into this world of, amazingness that the average day person, magic is, your whole life, but for, someone like me, it's not my world, you know?
Yeah, there's one thing that we don't like, and that's when people try to expose the tricks.
Yeah, that
and
must be
rough. Yeah, they're like, we know how you do it.
We
just
want to entertain them.
Yeah. We always are thinking in our head, we want to entertain you.
Let us entertain you.
We
don't figure it out.
Really care if you figure it out.
Right.
That's
the nature, unfortunately, of the beast. But I agree really with Simon, what he says when he watches magic tricks. He just is you know, I just want this to be just magic. I don't want to know how you do it. I never look stuff up. What does he call you? Harry Potter. He called you like a real life Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's the crazy thing. It's like people always, obviously, if you see it live one time, like a Vegas show, you're just like, how does he do that? And I think I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure most magicians and me would fool people the first time they ever see it.
Right, oh yeah, like live.
But now there's YouTube, where you can just go and rewind.
Yeah, I definitely don't do that. And I'm like, I notice in the comments and those people will be like, at this time, this is what happens. And I hate that because I don't, and even if like, I feel like when I was talking to Blake when he was here, he said, I don't even care if people are guessing different things. He goes, I don't like when they're all guessing one thing and it's wrong. He's like, because then it just looks like that's right, but they're all just guessing it, and it makes people are just like, oh, that's how he did it.
That's funny.
So there's always going to be, you know, people trying to do stuff like that, but who needs them? Anyway, next up was one of my personal favorites, and I think one of America's favorites, Grace Vanderwaal, the 12-year-old.
Grace is so sweet.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
She seems like an angel girl.
Yeah. Have you seen her perform live?
Yes, we
saw
her.
Yeah, we were sitting in the back room, and when we were hearing her sing, we're just like,
She's so good. She's so, so good.
She is.
And I think tonight's performance was special because we heard a different version of Grace. She has performed her first two times, I think, kind of sounded similar. And I think it's amazing that someone is making it so far on a reality competition show, writing her own music. The first time, that is unheard of.
That's what's so incredible.
If people do it one time on a show like The Voice or American Idol, they gave them, you know, a hard time about it. But now, with this, she's doing it every week seamlessly. And I think we heard a different sound from Grace tonight. We heard, like, a softer, more mature, and then it kind of broke out in the end to be more like last week's. But she gets better and better every time, and she's humble and graceful and beautiful. Like
Graceful Grace.
Yeah, graceful Grace.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I can't really judge it because I haven't seen it, you know? Right. So, I mean, but I can't really... I don't know much about these acts.
But we guess that she did amazing.
She always does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's always just great.
I think the addition of the musical instruments, I think they had a cello. What's the big one?
A tambourine, too, I think, at one point.
Some other stuff.
That giant violin thing.
That one, I should know. Cello. I thought that was a really smart choice. I think it added to the whole...
Because she just did the
changing
ukulele.
Changing it stylistically.
She also wore my favorite hairstyle. She wore her bangs and then two little buns in her hair.
Yes, Danny's very
into that. Hair goals.
For a 12-year-old to be able to write melody and lyrics like that is...
It's unbelievable.
It's very special.
It really, really is. I think that we really have, like, discovered a star. I know Simon said last week, you know, we're all going to remember the first time we saw Grace perform live. And
we're going to remember the first three. They're all equally memorable. They're all amazing.
Heidi said tonight, you know, we're probably going to see you standing up here in the top two at least. And I was even just, like, looking at her following. She has more followers than all the judges online, except for Heidi. You know what I mean? Which is crazy. It's just, like, she really has created a name for herself on a show like this. And we've talked about it in the past, like... You know, even winners of shows like The Voice and recent seasons of American Idol, like, they're big, but they, you know, have, like, 100,000 followers. She has almost 1 million, like, from this one show.
Yeah.
She's a worldwide name. Like, she really is. And I always think it's so funny that her first song was You Don't Know My Name, kind of, and now she's such a household name, it's crazy. She really is so good, and it's nice to hear that she's nice and humble and...
That's
great. She's not that much older than you, really. It's just a couple years.
I think it's by like a year or two.
Yeah, she's 12, not you're 10.
Much.
Same thing.
I'm about to be 11.
Same thing. Basically, twins. But we do have so much good young talent. I mean, even Sophie's only, like, what, 14, 15?
Yeah.
Laura, who we'll talk about, is 14. Like,
you guys are running the competition.
You really are. The kids are running the show.
Yeah, we're the youngest on the show right now.
You are. Yeah, you definitely are.
Yeah,
way
it just happened. I think it...
Because Ala and Daniel were...
Yeah,
Daniel was 8.
He was 1 day younger than me.
Daniel was on July 2nd. She's on July 1st.
Well,
I got him beat.
I heard that and I'm just like, wait.
What are the odds?
And then...
Well, now you can say you're the youngest on the show.
Yeah.
Now we're the youngest.
So, very exciting.
That's super cool.
Up next tonight was Malevo, who added, like... water and fire and they
ton of lights.
They did tap dancing. The lights actually were a little bit distracting for me personally because I like to see them dancing. But like Simon said last week and like I will continue to say, this is already a Vegas show. Mm-hmm. I would already go pay to see something like this. They are incredible. They fill the room with energy. They dance, they do whips, they do tap dancing, they do fire. Like Literally, there's nothing these guys can't do.
Yeah, they're very nice, but some of them can't speak English. But the ones that do, we talk to a lot. And even the ones that don't, they're still really nice to us.
Are they scary at all? I feel like they look kind of, like, intense.
They look intimidating.
They look intense, but, like, nice. They're really nice. And, like,
that's good to know.
It's crazy because we're rehearsing for AGT, and there's, like, this little area that we do it. There's only been one time out of weeks and weeks.
That's amazing.
That we have not seen them.
That's okay. Wow. That's dedication. I mean, the precision of their act, like, they're all so on point with each other. That doesn't surprise me. It's amazing. What do you think, Megan? Yeah.
I feel that although the lights, I agree, were a little distracting, the point of a Vegas show is to be entertained, and I was nothing but entertained.
I think maybe the lights were just distracting on TV. I feel like in person they would have been cooler, but, like, trying to show LED lights, like, through a tiny square on your TV.
Like, there's much more room for it in person. Yeah.
Like, I went and saw a Coldplay concert, and, like, it was amazing because they had so many lights and stuff, like, at the Rose Bowl. But, like, I can't imagine watching that through a TV screen. Like, it doesn't translate. So I can see maybe how that would be better in person.
Yeah, it's crazy because, like, it also, like, the theater itself.
It's huge.
The theater on TV, again, obviously, it still is huge. 3,500 people. But it looks like it holds, like, 500,000.
Yeah, it does.
It looks very much smaller.
But then you get in there, and you're just like, It's smaller than I thought. Interesting. You know?
Well, that's probably better for nerves and
stuff. Yeah, they don't get nervous.
Yeah, that's better for nerves. Like, it's also crazy because, like, we're sitting here and they're, like, counting down 10, 9 until we go live. And I'm just thinking to myself, normal people would just be like, and I'm thinking to myself, this doesn't feel like it's live. Like, I think it's the pre-interview that they do with you.
Yeah,
they're just like, and that you small talk with the judges, and then you do it, you know?
It kind of, like, loosens you up a little bit.
I'm kind of nervous. Yeah. I was kind of nervous when I went on TV, but then I wasn't super nervous. It was just, like, a couple butterflies in your stomach and stuff.
Yeah, you guys had a lot of memorization of lines last time, too. There was a lot of cues you had to, marks you had to hit and lines you had to say. You particularly had a lot in the last one, didn't you? Because you started off the trick. Right? Yeah, it started off because, like, in the past it was Caden, but that was very cool. I loved watching that. I'm very, very excited to see what you guys do next week. And then last up tonight was Laura Breton, who is just turned 14, as she let us know. She was incredible. The way she fills a room, like I always say, when one person is standing on stage, sometimes it's very hard to fill a giant theater, you know?
Yeah.
But this girl can sing.
She sang a song composed by Andrew Lloyd Webber. For all my music nerds out there, he composed Cats, Phantom of the Opera, Jesus Christ Superstar. So this is, like, a big song to tackle, and she tackled it.
She really did.
Yeah, she owned it.
Her performances are always, like, a mind, body, and soul thing. Like, I feel like she puts her whole body into it. And Simon even said, like, this would be a crime if you weren't in the finale because she got a golden buzzer. I don't know if everyone who's watching this knows, but she won Romania's Got Talent, which is insane.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. So I have mixed feelings about that, but that's for another day because I don't know if it's, like, super fair that she's competing in another part of the franchise, but regardless.
I feel like she's going to need to throw in some English if she wants to win. Yeah. Is that silly? Just because I feel like it's easier for an audience to connect with a language that they understand.
Do, like, a more modern song, but with this, because not everyone who can sing opera can sing regular, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like, and most of the opera songs are, like, in Italian or something. I don't know. Well, anyway, have you guys seen her perform live before?
We have never seen her perform live. We actually just met her, like, a couple days ago. She's very sweet. She's just so nice.
Yeah, she seems really cool and down to earth. I really like her.
Yeah, we hang out with her a lot. We, like, we just run into her and we're just like, hey, Laura.
Does she sing to you? Will she ever sing to you?
I don't know. We just kind of
usually, like, sing.
Yeah,
on stage.
I think we met her, like, that's fair. We met her first in, like, a little area where they, like, hold all the contestants and stuff, but since then we've met her at, like, the pool, the lobby, at the hotel, you know. Everywhere.
Hanging out.
Very, very cool. Yeah, she's amazing. I'm very excited to see who's going to make it through. And then I know that maybe you didn't see all of them tonight, but and you don't necessarily have to say. Megan and I are going to say our favorites of the night and our least favorite. I will not make you guys do that because these are all your friends.
Yeah. Yes, we don't have, like, friends.
No, but we do, so that's okay. I would say my favorite of the night was probably John Duranbus, the magician / football player.
Yes.
And I like that he incorporated his football with his magic. He kind of brought them all together tonight, came full circle. And then I think my least favorite was, weirdly enough, musicality. And I've liked them a lot in the past. It didn't do it for me tonight that it's the same way it has in the past. What about you, Megan?
I think for the purposes of saying something different than you and not saying John Durenbos.
Durenbos.
Sure. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'll go with Grace.
Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with Grace.
Let's it can't help but go with the singer. And then, if I'm not going to say musicality for my least favorite, because I think I would have, I think I'd go with Sal. I think he's so talented.
That was my other option, too, unfortunately.
He's so talented, but...
This is... And also, I'm just going to make, like, a quick prediction just to see. I'm going to say it now, so if this is right tomorrow, I'll be very happy. My guess for who the five are from tonight out of the 11.
Let's hear it.
I want to say Deadly Games, John Durenbos, Grace Vanderwall, Malevo, and then either Laura Breton or Blake Voigt. They're my fence.
No Edgar Family and no Lori Hernandez?
I think that those two are really strong, but I can't see getting rid of the other ones. I mean, what would you pick for the five? I mean, that's just a total guess. Like, that's who I think is going to get votes, you know? Like, I think Edgar Family is amazing, but I don't think that they have the same pull in terms of votes as Deadly Games or as... Malevo might be out, actually. That's another fence one. I always consider the fence ones, like, Malevo was on the fence last round, which leads me to believe that they could be again this round.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Edgar. I feel like Blake and Laura, and then, like, Edgar and Malevo. Like,
there's a lot on the fence.
There's a lot on the fence.
Yeah.
I loved Blake's, too, so I don't even know why I'm saying him on the fence. Because he was amazing, but I just think John, like, was bigger.
Blake got done with his trick, and Danny turned to me and was like, I think this is how he did it.
And of course,
lots of people are going to make guesses.
And
I never guess.
And I just, like, spit it out. I was like, maybe he did that.
Like,
and
I can never figure out how you guys did your trick. I can never figure it out.
Thank you.
But, like,
this one,
it felt kind of...
It didn't... I mean, I don't know. It's really, really hard
to
say.
We like you, Blake.
I love Blake. I really do. He's amazing. And I love that we got to see into, like, his little world tonight with his fiance. That was so, so cute. They're adorable.
They are.
Anyway, that is kind of all we have to talk about for this week's AGT. I'm so glad that you guys came and joined us. This was so fun. Let's just remember one more time where everyone can come see you if they're watching in the LA area coming up. So we have the El Portel Theater in North Hollywood on, like, Lancashire, I believe.
Yep.
That's Halloween weekend. And then in Simi Valley Performing Arts Center, January 3 weekends. So make sure you guys check that out. Also, look for them in upcoming movies, on TV, some big shows, some NBA halftime shows. Please, you will not forget these two names, Kaden Bar Rocket and Brooklyn Rocket. Where can they find you guys on Twitter and Instagram if they want to continue the conversation?
On Twitter, you can find us on Kaden Rocket and on Brooklyn Rocket. And on Instagram and Facebook, you can find us on Kaden Bart Rocket and Brooklyn Nicole Rocket.
And Megan, where can they find you?
Twitter and Facebook at Megan Boycott.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Golub. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next week. Make sure to tune into AGT to check them out and vote. Vote for them next week. See you guys later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.